It's Saturday, April 27th, 2024, 9:28 a.m. So I'm just walking, have to go into town, and I'm just walking there right now. So I figured I could record something really quick. I just wanted to talk about how I've been feeling lately, and it's not good. Well, not as in like physically, like I feel fine, but like I feel like hold on, I'm walking and there's a lot of traffic, so I'm just trying to be careful. Hold on. Okay, sorry. I was walking by the taco shop and there's a lot of people and there's like a lot of cars and I'm just trying to be careful. Anyway, so yeah, it's not good. I've just been feeling really, I've been in a really bad mood lately. I've been like feeling just like really, I've just been in a bad mood. I feel like stressed out, and I don't know, it's not good. I feel like the only thing that helps is like smoking weed and then like just doing what I like to do, which is basically just playing video games. I feel like when I play video games and I smoke weed, I just kind of like, I'm not in a bad mood and I just feel better. But obviously I know it's like, it's not good and it's not healthy, but I don't know, like I'm really not trying either. And it's not that I don't care, but I don't know, I don't know. And yeah, it's not good. Like right now, what time is it again? It's 9:31 and I already smoked weed and I'm pretty high right now, so I don't feel like right now I feel okay. I really don't feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've just been feeling like I'm on edge. Like I'm on edge all the time. And I feel stressed out and I feel like I'm on edge. And when I'm high and I like just play video games or whatever, like I feel not as stressed out and I'm not on edge. And it's like, again, like I've realized it's not healthy and it's not good, but fuck man, like I don't know. I do miss coming on here and recording. I feel like that kind of helps because like I'm not recording as much as I want to. Even if I just come on here and talk about whatever, like it makes me feel better. And thankfully I'm able to record today and just talk about whatever. And it does make me feel better after, so I guess this helps a little. But that's part of the problem that I really don't, and it's bad, it's embarrassing. Like, I really don't have any, like, relationships with people, and it's not good. But it's like, again, like, the only thing I really want to do is, like, smoke weed and play video games, and it's like, again, I know it's not healthy, but yeah, it's not good. But Yeah. Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good that, like, I really don't have any, like... Again, it's embarrassing, but I figured I'd talk about it. But I feel like I really don't have any, like, healthy relationships with people. Obviously, I don't have any problems with people, but it's like, I don't know, I just feel like... When I'm sober, I just feel like, I'm telling you, I just feel like I'm on edge, and people, like... I feel like most people piss me off. And it's like, I just want to be left alone. And when I'm high, I just want to, like, play video games. Again, I know it's not good, but... I feel like the only consistent relationship that I have, and this is embarrassing, it's like with me coming on here and recording and just fucking posting shit on the internet, and it's kind of embarrassing, but again, it makes me feel better talking about it, so it's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. I don't really care, which is part of the problem, but it's fine. But yeah, like, I really, this is embarrassing. But it makes me... Oh, fuck. Oh, no. There's a dead dog. Fuck, man. I'm fucking high. I'm not... I'm not good with, like, dead... With dead stuff. I'm not good. I'm not good with, like, hunting and stuff like that. I know people do that, but... If I see, like, a dead anything, I'm like, oh, fuck. And especially right now that I'm high. Fuck, man. There's, like, a dead dog on the side of the road. I wonder, oh yeah, it looks like they fucking hit him. That's not cool. Because it's like, you had to have seen him, like, there's no way. Yeah, that's bad. I feel bad. Fuck. And I'm walking right now, and I'm walking by a flyer. A sign that says that, like, oh, a missing dog sign. It says the name of the dog is Sally. So they're looking for Sally. Hopefully they find Sally. It's not that one that's right there. It's a little white dog that they're looking for. This is bad. Anyway. Yeah, so that's just how I feel. And that's what's going on right now, I guess. It's embarrassing, but it's fine. It's not really a big deal at the end of the day. I hate saying that at the end of the day. Fuck, man. But yeah, it's embarrassing. The other, like, other quote-unquote... Because, like I said, this isn't a relationship, but, like, the other quote-unquote relationship that I have is, like, when I play video games, like, when I play Call of Duty, there's people I play Call of Duty with, and... Hold on, someone's walking by. Hold on. Okay, when I play video games, like, there's people, like, that I'll play with, and, like, sometimes, well, we just talk about the video game, so it's, like, we just talk about the video game, and that's pretty much it, but that's basically it, and again, it's kind of embarrassing, but, thankfully, I've been working out, well, I'm not really working out, but this whole week, well, I'm lying. Yesterday something happened, like, with my car, so I had to deal with that, and I'm kind of dealing with that, so I couldn't work out yesterday, but Monday through Thursday, I did my workout. I did 250 push-ups or 50 burpees. And I feel pretty good, thankfully. I feel okay. And yeah, yesterday I didn't work out because I had to deal with my car and I just didn't feel like working out afterwards. Hold on. So I didn't. And I was thinking of doing it today or tomorrow, but I'm just gonna wait. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Hopefully on Monday, I should be able to complete the whole week and just do my workout and then just take the weekends off. But thankfully, like, I'm at a point right now where it's like, I'm doing 50 burpees and each burpee I do 5 push-ups. And right now it's taking me 15 minutes to do 50 burpees. So I do 250 push-ups in 15 minutes, so I feel pretty good right now because it's like, right now, as long as I keep consistently working out, I should be good. But if I take like a week off, like I won't be able to do it in 15 minutes. It'll take me longer. But yeah, thankfully I feel okay right now. Besides that. So yeah, I guess that's what's going on. Yeah. I guess I'll talk about what I've been watching, but I'll have to do that when I come back because I'm basically already here. So I'm going to take public transportation and I'm just going to go into town and then I might get some coffee and just come back. And I'm just going to, well, I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, so I'm walking back home now. It's 12:02 p.m. So I went to go meet up with the Weed Connect, and so I have two phones. One of my phones is strictly for gaming. It's like my gaming phone, and usually not a lot of people have that phone number unless the only people that have that phone number are for gaming purposes. So if you have that number, it's because like you're letting me know like, hey, I'm online, let's play. And that's what it's for. So not a lot of people have that phone number. And that's my gaming phone. I don't really talk to anyone on that phone. And then I have my other phone. And that phone, I use it to talk to whoever. Like, if anyone needs to call me, they're going to be able to reach me on that phone. So that's the phone I use to go call the Weed Connect. And usually when I meet up the Weed Connect, he'll tell me like, hey, I'm over here. Sorry, some random guy just showed up out of nowhere and it kind of like, it just threw me off. Hold on. Anyway, so, yeah. So when I go meet up the Weed Connect, he'll be like, hey, I'm over here. And then I'll go and I'll just, I'll go meet up with him wherever he's at and I'll just get in the back of his car. And the transaction will take place, and then I just get out of the back of the car, out of the back seat of the car, and I just leave. So I went and so I met up with the WeConnect, and then I got out and I was walking back. I was like 2 blocks away, and then I realized, I'm like, oh shit, where's my fucking phone? And then I was like, fuck, man, like, I left it in the back of his car. Thankfully, I have this phone, and thankfully, I put his number on this phone also. Because if I didn't have his number, then that phone would have been gone, and I wouldn't be able to meet up with him. So I realized that my phone was gone, so I was like, fuck, man, I left it in the back of the, in the back seat. So I called him and he didn't answer because obviously he didn't recognize the number because he doesn't have this phone number. So he didn't answer. So I sent him a message. I'm like, hey man, it's me. I was like, hey, can you check the back of your car? Did I leave my phone? He's like, yeah, you left it. I was like, fuck. So then I called him. He's like, yeah, like you left it. I'm like, hey, my bad. Sorry. I was like, can you meet up really quick? He's like, yeah, I'm over here. I was like, all right. So I went to go get it, and I was like, man, I'm sorry about that. He's like, yeah. He's like, don't trip. It's all good. I was like, all right, thanks, man. Yeah. Sorry, it's pretty hot. I'm tired. So I was thinking, because I said I wasn't going to work out. I think I'm going to work out today. I'm just going to do 50 burpees and just so I can keep my consistency. So I'm going to do 50 burpees. Then I'm just going to relax today. Hopefully, we can get some good games going today. When I get a good gaming session, man, that's pretty fun. I've been having, lately, a couple good gaming sessions. There's a couple good people I play with. And they're pretty good. And it's fun when you play with good people. Usually, how I play, because I find this is the best way to play. I've realized, not that this is the best way to play, but I've realized that this is the best way to win. Or you have the more, I've noticed that I have the best chances of winning if I play this way. Because most people when they play, they want to be the hero. Sometimes I'll get on the mic and I'll be like, hey man, don't be the hero. Just relax. And when I play online, I want to win. Like, I don't want to play just to fucking play. Like, I want to win. And, oh man, I'm walking by the dead dog again. I'm sorry. Fuck. That's not good. Anyway, yeah, I try to play. And I try to strategize. And I found the best way to play is that, because most people, they just want to do their own thing. They just want to, they just want to do their own thing. And obviously, your chances of winning are going to go way down. So what I do is, when I find someone that's pretty good, I just try to, basically, I just try to cover them. The whole time, I'm just following them, and I'm just trying to cover them. And usually, when it's someone that's really good, lately, I've played with two people that, are really good. And usually, I have to try to keep up with them, because I'm just, following them so I can cover them. And usually, we win. Hold on, someone's walking. when I play that way, usually we win because, like, I could play differently and just be, like, try to do my own thing, but that, like, defeats the purpose. It's, like, especially if I'm playing with someone that's really good, like, I just try to cover them. And right now, I'm playing with, like, two people that are really good. And usually it's really fun when you play that way. And I can play for hours, like, literally hours. I think the longest I've played, like, straight is, like, 5 hours straight. And I think I was playing with the same person, which is fucking crazy. But it was really fun. And usually we keep playing for that long because, like, we're just winning. And yeah, it's really fun. So, I'm tired. Sorry. Sorry, I'm tired. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do right now, I guess. Right now when I get home, I'm just gonna make some food, and then I'm just gonna do my workout, take a shower, and just smoke some weed and play some video games. Like I said, that's basically it. It's kind of sad, but it's fine. I really don't have a life, and it's fine. Again, I know it's not healthy, but I don't know. Oh, anyway, so I just want to talk about now the podcast that I've been listening to. I guess it's not called a podcast. It's not called a podcast anymore. It's called a show. But I've been listening to, obviously, I've been listening to the H3 podcast, but I guess it's not a podcast anymore. It's a show. The comeback show was pretty good. It was pretty funny. Ethan was dressed as JoJo, and that was pretty funny. They came back with a new set, and I really don't care about the set. Obviously, like, it threw me off, but it's fine. Like, I don't watch the show to, like, watch the set. I watch the show because, like, it's funny. And I'm trying to listen to what Ethan has to say, so it's just funny. So, when they brought the new set, like, I didn't really care. Like, it was just, like, whatever. It's not really a big deal. But I guess a lot of people freaked out, and they were, like, sending, like, messages saying that they didn't like it. And I guess some people were saying that, like, I guess some people were saying that Sam ruined the show, and it was like, what the fuck? And Ethan was saying, like, those can't be real fans. And it's like, no. Like, I don't think a real fan wouldn't say that. It's like, come on. I think if you're a real fan, like, you don't really, like, I don't really care what this set looks like. Like, I'm there to listen to Ethan and, like, the H3 crew. And it's not really a big deal, like, the set. So I was like, it doesn't really matter, but I guess the next episode, they changed it. Like, they took, I guess there was, like, some curtains and people didn't like them. I don't know. I don't really care. So they changed the set, like, they went back to, like, a green screen, and I guess they were sending Sam a whole bunch of mean messages, which is fucked up. But, like, a real fan wouldn't, like, really care, or, like, wouldn't send messages to, like, the crew saying, like, oh, you ruined the show. It's like, come on. The first show back was really good because they had, Fresh from Fresh and Fit. They had his baby mama on the show, and she was talking about how, like, they were talking about how, like, I guess Fresh didn't want her to have the baby. And she's, like, telling him to, like, be... take responsibility for his actions, and it was really funny. It was just really funny how, like, Fresh and Fit, they're, like, just these fucking losers. And I like how, like... I like how Fit will, like... It's, like... It's basically, like, Fresh and Fit. Like, they're in a relationship. Like, it's, like... Basically, like, they're basically in a relationship. Like, they're a couple. And obviously, like, if your significant other is getting attacked, you're going to stand up for them. So that's what Fit did. He's, like, standing up for Fresh. And he's the one speaking for Fresh on the whole situation, which is pretty funny. Sorry, I was just walking, and there's a lot of people. It's pretty hot today. Fuck, man. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. That was a really good comeback show. How they were talking about how Fresh and Fit, they're basically losers, and... Obviously, like, I've already talked about Fresh and Fit, and I've already talked about, like, that whole thing, so... It's not really a big deal, but it was really funny. So yeah, and then yesterday they did the green screen competition, and on what did they talk? Oh yeah, what they talk? Oh, on Wednesday they talked about all the drama that they missed, or just everything that was going on. So yeah, it was pretty funny. I like listening to the H3 show. Okay, I'm gonna go to the store. I'll be right back. Hold on. Okay, so I'm walking back home. I just went to go get some groceries, a little bit of groceries, so I can make some food right now. It's 12:24 p.m. So yeah, I was watching the H3 podcast, or the H3 show. It's really funny. I'm just glad they're back, because they took 2 weeks off because Ethan and Ella were having a baby. So now they're back, and yeah, the last three shows were really funny. So yeah, that's basically it. I think I'm gonna go. Like I said, right now I'm just gonna make some food and do my workout, and then just smoke weed and play some video games. That's basically what the weekends are for. But yeah, I guess technically everything else is okay. Everything at work is good. I'm doing okay. And yeah, besides my personal relationships and my mental health, everything's okay. Anyway, hopefully you're okay though. I'm gonna go. All right, bye.